Welcome to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul. My name is Don Luther of Nutrition House in Owen Sound, Ontario, Canada. We have partnered with the Salvation Army to bring you this hour of gospel music and spiritual encouragement. Now broadcast on three radio stations, 560 CFOS, 98.9 The Beach, and 104.9 The Beach. Our natural listening area includes Salvation Army Community Churches in Goderich, Listowel, Wingham, Hanover, Wyarton, Midland, Collingwood, and Owen Sound. We will be featuring local musical talent as well as popular favorites, including Anne Murray, John McDermott, and Elvis, and of course various Salvation Army choirs and bands. Thank you for joining with us today.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
your soul be filled with unspeakable joy and the peace that passes all human understanding. I am declaring this Sunday to be Music Day on our program. Major Neil Evenden will be talking about music and how important it is. Helen will be reading about music, and I'll be saying as little as possible. So sit back, listen, and may be thoroughly blessed by all the wonderful music selections we have for you today.
Spirit, you. sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord.
We'll read from the Psalms, in fact, the very last psalm, one which summarizes how we ought to praise God with music, Psalm 150, verses 1 to 6, in fact, the entire Psalm 150.
Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens, praise Him for His acts of power, praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And may the good Lord give us new insights and blessings as we read His precious holy word.
Thank you, Helen. You know, the Bible has all sorts of references to singers and musicians. They were an integral part of the worship in the temple in Jerusalem, and the number of singers and musicians was very, very high. They also served at one point as subcontractors as the temple was being repaired. Can you imagine that, musicians as subcontractors? David's harp calmed the mental illness of King Saul. And I love this verse from Paul's writing to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 5:19 to 20. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, and always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
When the storm of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the world tossing me like a ship out on the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
We're going to do something a little bit different today. Because Major Neil Evenden and our congregation at the Salvation Army Community Church in Collingwood have been so taken with how deep the Father's love for us, we are actually going to hear John McDermott sing it twice, both in the first half and also the second half of our program. So here is John McDermott for the first time with How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sins upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Thank you. Stay with us and enjoy your weekend. More Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther in moments on the beach.